The NCAA Elite Eight is set. Kansas, UCLA, Ohio State, Memphis, North Carolina, Georgetown, Florida, and number three, Oregon. The only team ranked not ranked number one or two. You know, they were three. It may not be traditional March Madness, but for avid fans, these last 2 days of basketball have been highly enjoyable. Joining us now from California, our own sixth man, Ron Rappaport. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott.
And first, that stuff that you heard our mathematician Keith Devlin talk about string theory. Anything you'd like to add?
Is there going to be a quiz later?
All right. Let's talk about string theory. Listen, all the top seeds pulled through, but boy, they made their fans sweat.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott. Cinderella may have gone home before midnight, but they had to drag her kicking and screaming out of the ballroom, didn't they?
Good Lord. Georgetown at the buzzer with this kid, Jeff Green, right over Vanderbilt, who'd led through much of the game.
Some shot he hit high off the backboard with 2.5 seconds left, but was he traveling while he was taking it? God, I think CBS may have set a record for replays and indicated he just might have changed his pivot foot making that move to the basket. I'm sure that's the way it looked in Nashville.
Boy, yes. Listen, my favorite player of the tournament so far has been this freshman out of Oregon, Tawan Porter. He's 5'6" and hit 8 3-point shots last night.
Is he your favorite player because he's one of the few you can look down on?
Well,
it's a great
not after I cannot I look down on him in no way. My God, he had a great night, didn't he?
You know how they recruited him, right? They went to his high school in Detroit.
Yes, looking
high
for someone else.
American, and they saw Porter hitting 3-pointers from all over the court. They just fell in love with him. He's done this before in the tournament, Scott. He hit 4 3-pointers in the second round against Winthrop. And Oregon is really on a roll. They won the Pac-10 Conference Championship. They look real good.
Mm. Who do you like tomorrow, UNC versus Georgetown?
Well, I'll tell you what. I am not going to vote against North Carolina, and I'm not going to vote against Ohio State the way they came back against Tennessee and USC, who just looked unbeatable when they took big leads against them. Yeah. I like North Carolina.
Mm. So, you like North Carolina. What about?
And Ohio State.
And Ohio State. Okay. So that's what that's your pick for the Final Four?
That's my pick for that end of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then
after that, I have to tell you, I thought Kansas just looked great in beating Southern Illinois. And UCLA's been a little up and down this year.
Yeah.
I think Kansas wins that game. And I'm not betting against Oregon. They just look terrific. So let's say those four teams.
Oregon seems to have the hot hand at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, they really do. As I say, I think they won.
What a terrible cliche, but there you go.
No, but they've won 9 or 10 games in a row. But they just look so great in the conference tournament that I really think that they're the team that could dethrone the defending champion, Florida.
How does it make you feel to see a coach named Thompson and a player named Ewing on the Georgetown squad?
like a very old man, Scott.
Okay, Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator on Weekend Edition. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
And this is NPR News.